the truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, November 30th, 2021, last day of the month, and we've got a lot to talk about today. There's a lot going on, and we're going to do as much news as we can up until the time we open the phones for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Unfortunately, it's not like, they haven't had enough problems up there in Michigan, but there's been another school shooting up there. There's a 15-year-old sophomore opened fire at his Michigan school earlier today, killed three students and wounded six other people, including a teacher, and they've arrested the suspect, but so far they're not releasing the names of either the suspect or the victims, and so we'll see what's going to happen out of that and find out what the motive is and what ethnic group the suspect is, and we'll see what happens with that one here. All right, getting into politics, there's been a lot of talk lately about friction building between Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and the Democratic Party as a whole are very concerned. Despite Biden's announcement that he is running in 2024, they are not convinced he's going to be able to. Apparently, his deterioration is accelerating. There was an embarrassing video that came on out where Biden was clearly having trouble just reading the teleprompter, and Democrats don't see him as viable in 2024. He's very unpopular. His poll numbers are very low. But Kamala Harris, who normally as vice president would sort of become the flagship candidate, her poll numbers are even worse. And so they're trying to figure out, you know, what they can do to basically eject her from the vice presidency and get somebody else in there to be groomed to be their stellar candidate for 2024. And rumors continue to swirl that Biden will nominate Kamala Harris to the Supreme Court, because once she's on the Supreme Court, she's no longer vice president. She's no longer really likely to be a candidate for the presidency here. And this would be an historic first, because Kamala Harris, if she goes to the Supreme Court, will be the first Supreme Court justice to have flunked the bar exam. Tells you how desperate they're getting here. Right now, the Supreme Court is getting ready to hear a challenge to Roe versus Wade. This is the most important case on abortion in decades. Mike Pence is expected to call on the Supreme Court to end the tragedy of abortion. Emotions are high on both sides of the issue. The Supreme Court is not going to be able to duck this one like they have ducked so many other controversial cases like election fraud. So there's going to be a lot of intensity surrounding that one here. Now, Roger Stone, who was a political advisor to Donald Trump, has accused the FBI of turning into President Biden's personal Gestapo. And, he's basically responding to the subpoena he received from the House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol protest. He says it's basically just harassment, and he's making a spectacle out of this, as is Steve Bannon. And definitely sunlight is needed on all of this. Now, yet more footage has emerged from the January 6th protest, appearing to confirm that Black Lives Matter and Antifa were leading the break-in at the Capitol building. And so they're basically looking at that. And, so that story, that's still ramping up here. The other big story in the news, of course, is Ghislaine Maxwell. Her trial has started. As of yesterday, they did jury selection. And the prosecutor basically has led off the case, saying that Ghislaine Maxwell knew very much what she was doing. And, you know, there's this idea that she was just sort of following along with Jeffrey Epstein is ridiculous. And he illustrated the story with a 14-year-old girl who is being called Jane, talking about the erotic massages that the girl was required to give to not only Epstein, but some of his friends, and that Ghislaine Maxwell was sometimes in the room. I guess she likes to watch or something like that. And it's interesting because over at InfoWars, pardon me, Mike Chernovich was talking about how we have seen recently the left, well, he describes it as worships pedophiles. And it occurred to me with the timing of all of this that maybe the left is desperate to normalize pedophilia in advance of certain names being exposed during the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. I mean, they definitely want this one to not attract public attention. Unlike the Kyle Rittenhouse case, which had constant television coverage, the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, there's a court sketch artist, and there are no live lines allowed in whatsoever. And Judge Allison Nathan has already said that there will be no sensational or impure information allowed in the courtroom for the case. And interestingly enough, this judge, Allison Nathan, was just nominated by Charles Schumer and Joe Biden to the U.S. Court of Appeals just a week ago. Gee, no conflict of interest happening there, is there here? Now, Maxwell's defense team are out there trying to portray her accusers as gold diggers. They're saying they have contaminated memories. They're after money. They already got a payout from the Epstein Victims Fund. And the defense lawyers are saying that the prosecutors have manipulated the memories of the accusers in order to get them to sue for damages, of which their lawyers would get a cut. Meanwhile, setting a new low for the corporate media, Geraldo Rivera, and that's not his real name, remember, is saying that Ghislaine Maxwell is a victim of the U.S. government. Oh, let's all feel sorry for Ghislaine, and she's just a poor little victim of the U.S. government. Now, one of the bits of information that has shaken loose is the FAA, apparently by accident, released data on over 700 top-secret Epstein VIP flights that had previously been unknown. There's a three-year gap in the public record from 2013 to 2016, and now those records are out there, and people can start looking and seeing who was on those airplanes and for what purposes. We can only speculate. Now, the other case that's making headlines is Jussie Smollett, and his trial is underway. Earlier today, these two brothers that he hired to stage this hate hoax testified that that is exactly what Jussie Smollett had paid them for. And, you know, Jussie's looking at a hefty prison sentence for faking the hate crime, filing a false police report, and, you know, he basically tried to stage this thing to make Trump supporters look bad. You know, it did result in him getting kicked off his TV show, the, you know, Empire here. Now, Jussie Smollett's lawyer is claiming that the disgraced actor is a real victim of a hate crime. And basically, defense attorney Nenya Uch said the two brothers attacked Smollett in January 2019 because they didn't like him, and that a $3,500 check the actor gave the men was for training for an upcoming music video. Now, the brothers did testify and shot that one down in flames, but that seems to be the new go-to defense. Oh, man, you know, the accused is actually the victim here. Getting on back to Waukesha, as we reported earlier, that 8-year-old boy who was run over by Daryl Brooks, unless you listen to the corporate media, in which case he was run over by an SUV, he passed away, and prosecutors have now filed an additional murder charge against Daryl Brooks for that 8-year-old boy. Meanwhile, a lot of the other children that Daryl Brooks hit are still in the hospital. Three are in serious condition, three are in fair condition, one is in good shape. 16 children were originally admitted to the hospital after the attack, and two were most recently discharged this last weekend. So good for them that they're recovering, although this is going to live with them for years. They're going to have nightmares about this. They're going to be deeply traumatized here. Meanwhile, Jen Psaki is trying to explain away the fact that Joe Biden is not going to visit Waukesha to offer his condolences and sympathies to the families of the wounded and killed, and said, well, you know, sending the president to Waukesha requires a lot of assets, and, you know, we just don't really have it. Basically, they're just trying to make that story go away because it doesn't fit the narrative of white oppressors and black victims, which is why I want to keep my eye on that school shooting that just took place. Anyway, getting on to Kyle Rittenhouse, the leftist woke people at the college that he is enrolled in, ASU, just went on a rampage. You know, they're saying murderer Rittenhouse got off on a technicality. They want him expelled. They don't want to see him on campus, which is kind of weird because he's enrolled totally in online classes. He's not on the campus. But ASU gave in to the mob, and he has now been disenrolled from ASU. Now, the other day, we were talking about this epidemic of mob, flash mob robberies taking place now all across the country, not just San Francisco and L.A. It's happening everywhere. And CNN actually did report it. And now NBC has decided this is too big a story to pretend it is not happening, even though this is casting, the black population who make up the majority of these mobs in a very negative light. And it also portrays the cities these flash mobs are operating in, which are democratically controlled, also in a negative light. And NBC went on to say, you know, businesses are having to pay high costs for security, and they're either going to have to raise prices to you, the American consumer, or they're going to have to go out of business. All righty. Now, the chairman of the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, Sean Patrick Maloney, basically was on TV on Sunday saying that he's not surprised at the low poll numbers that Democrats are getting right now. And it does look like they're going to lose the House majority next year, which I think would be a good thing. They could start to undo some of this insanity that has been foisted on us. And we're already up to 18 Democrats are leaving the House of Representatives. This is more than three times the number the GOP needs to win back the control of the House of Representatives. So Nancy Pelosi, we won't have to deal with her, at least as Speaker, for a while there. Getting on over to CNN, this whole Chris Cuomo thing is really beginning to explode. There was a document dump indicating Chris Cuomo had a much larger role advising his brother Andrew Cuomo over his sex scandal than previously revealed. CNN has now announced they're going to take a close look at what's been going on. The document dump showed that Chris Cuomo called his contacts within the media, asking them to basically dig out any material they could on the brothers' case. In other words, they were looking for research on the accusers there. And over at Rolling Stone and Atlantic, they're wondering why Cuomo has not been fired yet. And there are some rumors that he may, in fact, be getting his CNN pink slip. Now, this is not going to exonerate CNN completely, of course. because the media has been hand in glove protecting the elites of the United States. And the media helped hide the real Joe Biden from the voters last year by basically blocking the stories of Hunter Biden's sex and drug and corruption scandals. And they're starting to report it now so that they can say, well, yeah, we got around to it and we finally reported it. But they were hiding it in order to help Joe Biden get into the White House. Most voters, including Democrats who were polled, have said if they had known about the Hunter Biden laptop and what it contained, they never would have voted for Joe Biden. So meanwhile, Donald Trump has hurled the defy at the corporate media, challenging them to a debate on the election fraud in 2020. And Russiagate, and he's saying, you know, they really should go along with this. It would be a ratings bonanza. Everybody would tune in. That's true. I certainly would here. Over at Twitter, it's looking like the new CEO, Parag Agrawal, is going to be a lot more despotic, if you will, than the previous CEO. On his first day, he's already come on out saying that you cannot share any photos or videos without the consent of who those photos and videos are of, which means that memes that take, you know, clips from movies or pictures of various politicians are going to now be banned on Twitter. And Twitter is now trying to basically recover from comments made back in 2020 by their new CEO about how Twitter is not bound by the First Amendment. The comment about, you know, I'm not going to differentiate between white people and racists. They're now saying that it was really just a joke, and he was responding to comments about not differentiating between Muslims and extremists here. And I don't understand how Twitter's stock went up when this guy got the top job, because he's going to wreck that. I mean, a lot of Twitter's content is memes and videos and photos. And if people stop posting that, then people are going to stop reading Twitter and the ad revenues are going to go down. He's going to absolutely wreck the place here. Meanwhile, Parag put up a fake trending tab in the What's Happening area for personal public relations, trying to explain away his old anti-white tweets and try and recover that way. So he's already in a little bit of trouble. And, you know, I barely look in on Twitter anymore. They didn't ban me, unlike Facebook and YouTube. I basically don't use them all that much, and now I'm not going to use them at all, because if I can't put up some humor, you know, what's the whole point here? All right, let's get into COVID-19. That is still there. Now, the Moderna CEO is saying the effectiveness of the existing COVID-19 vaccines will drop against Omicron. In other words, Omicron is being used to cover up the fact that the mRNA shots are not working. Oh, the vaccines are great. It's Omicron, you know. And that's not a transformer. That's not one of the transformers. That's a new virus here. Now, remember, the doctor who discovered Omicron or documented it, there's now some suspicions that actually emerged elsewhere, was out there saying it's less severe symptoms, it's a much milder form of the illness, and could in fact signal the basic end of the pandemic, because pathogens evolve to less lethal forms for the simple reason that pathogens that kill their hosts before they can spread don't reproduce. And that's why when measles first appeared, it was horrible. It was a slate wiper. And now it's just a childhood annoyance. So, oh my goodness, it's time for a commercial. We will be right back after this. Oh, yeah.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to the show here, and again, I have to correct the correction or the update, on that last little blurb you heard. Our donations mechanisms are now back in their normal mode here. We are getting RBN back on its feet and get it running again, so we can accept donations the way we did before. So if you want to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, the postal address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. And, if you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, okay? And, again, a lot of you have stepped up to keep RBN going, and we really want to thank you because this is a very dark time in our nation's history, and we have to go on fighting against the propaganda and the lies and the deceptions here. All righty, getting on back to COVID-19 over in Great Britain. Their health chief is now out there saying because of Omicron,
Don't socialize before Christmas unless necessary. I mean, they are really hyping Omicron, even though the doctor who actually found it says it's really very mild. It's less serious than the other versions. But they're cranking up the fear porn to try and sell more vaccines, to justify more tyrannical control over your lives. And like I said, Claire and I had two Thanksgiving meals over the holiday, and neither one of them required us to wear masks. Neither one of them asked our vaccine status. And so, I mean, people just are tuning out from all this, which is why they're trying to, you know, get us all in a panic again over this Omicron nonsense here. And speaking of selling vaccines, now the CDC is saying that all Americans 18 years and older have to have their COVID vaccine booster, because that will be the best tool to fight the Omicron variant. Oh, good. Let's have a third shot of what didn't work the first two times. That'll just make everything all better. Okay, over in Sweden, responding to the epidemic of fake vaccine cards, they are now seriously talking about starting to chip people and have the vaccine passport in a chip somewhere in your hand, so you can put your hand on the sensor and it'll say, yes, this person is vaccinated, let him in to the movie or whatever. Now, as I mentioned before, there is now some doubt that Omicron emerged in Africa. There is some evidence that it may have been in the Netherlands at least 5 days before South Africa announced it. So, and again, it's worth noting that so far, Omicron only seems to hit people who have been vaccinated. When South Africa issued their announcement, they said the first four cases were fully vaccinated. The two Australians who supposedly carried it to Australia were fully vaccinated. And, you know, when COVID first showed up, we had COVID. Then we had the vaccines, and then we had all these variants just explode on us. And it raises the possibility that these mRNA treatments, these gene therapies, are actually triggering the mutations leading to these other variants. And that is a really dangerous situation. Out in Los Angeles, they are reimposing the vaccine mandates for gyms, restaurants, and businesses. Yeah, they got a taste of dictatorship, and they really like it over there. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is holding off on firing federal workers who don't comply with the vaccine mandates until after the holidays. So far, 92% of government employees have already gotten at least one of the shots. Now, over in Germany, Angela Merkel is stepping down as chancellor. And the new chancellor, Olaf Scholz, says that he likes the idea of making COVID jabs compulsory. It's just going to follow along with what Austria did. And, you know, so again, this violates the Nuremberg Code. And you would think if there was any country on earth that was sensitive to that Nuremberg Code, it would be Germany, but apparently not. Meanwhile, in Slovenia, they have tightened down their restrictions, and now drivers have to present a COVID vaccination certificate just to put gas in their cars. That, talk about coercion. It is. It really is here. Meanwhile, Canada has now banned all unvaccinated people from leaving the country. Now, yep. I would think they would want the unvaccinated to get out of the country, but that's just me. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19. Now, over at the University of Oxford, Professor Jim Naismith has been studying the effectiveness of these masks. And he's basically saying the data shows that masks make no meaningful difference to infection rates. In other words, they do not help. Which makes sense. We've been telling you all along, it's like trying to stop mosquitoes with a chain link fence, you know, but it's making the mask companies a lot of money. And, it's one more sign of submission to the powers that think they are. Now that we're getting into the winter, Britain is going back to the mask mandates in shops, public transport, and basically anywhere else that the government can think of, you got to have a mask. Here in the U.S., GOP Senator Hagerty is out there saying Fauci has discredited himself and made it difficult to trust him. And that is certainly true because he keeps flip-flopping back and forth. Don't need a mask, need a mask, need two masks, and back. And, you know, he's being driven by the economics and not by the science here. Over on Tucker Carlson's show, he basically said that Tony Fauci has morphed into an even shorter version of Benito Mussolini.
In Fox Nation, Laura Logan is comparing Dr. Fauci to Joseph Mengele, the angel of death from the Nazis here. And another little article along the same line here. This is from UNS.com, describing Fauci as the Darth Vader of the COVID wars. And Fauci has not helped things very much. He came on out literally saying, "I represent science," kind of like, you know, "I am the state." And it's drawn a lot of criticism from Rand Paul, from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It is a very arrogant statement, and it shows that, you know, his ego is in control. He's definitely wandered into megalomania. And that's a very dangerous thing for anybody in the sciences to be going through right now. Now, this one is a little alarming. This is from Gumshoe News, and they're pointing out how the media is trying to convince us that vaccine injuries are perfectly normal. We shouldn't worry about them, and, you know, you're going to be all right. Which doesn't, you know, match with the available evidence or logic for that matter. Remember, it was only a few days ago that the corporate media was trying to say it was only a coincidence, okay, that healthy world-class athletes were collapsing while grabbing their chest. And they say, it's nothing to panic over. You know, after all, you're not a world-class athlete, so you've got nothing to worry about, I guess. Meanwhile, up in Vancouver, British Columbia, they're going through unprecedented levels of stillbirths. And over at Rents.com, somebody put together a video of some of these grieving mothers just coming on out and saying, you know, what the heck is going on here? And they should be concerned. Over in Missouri, a Cole County judge, Daniel Green, has said that Missouri's health director and the local health agencies and directors cannot use personal discretion when imposing orders that impact businesses, individuals, schools, and other entities. And basically saying they do not have the authority to impose COVID-19 orders. Okay. So, getting into the international news, Kiev is still out there pushing the propaganda that Russia is still planning to invade Ukraine. They're massing troops on the border. They're going to come get us anytime. You know, they're hiding in the Donbass. They're underneath my bed. They're in the bedroom closet and the rest of it here. Meanwhile, NATO is not helping the situation. They are threatening Russia with consequences if they should exert any force on Ukraine. And again, you know, Russia is saying, we don't want to invade Ukraine. We don't want to, you know, we want to be left alone here. And I'm hearing all this rhetoric, and I have to tell you, in all honesty, I am concerned that this nation will be in a major war or wars by Christmas time. And I don't mean these little actions like we had in Afghanistan and Syria and even Iraq. I mean a big, big, major war. Russia, China, or even worse, both of them. Now, Germany's ambassador to Ukraine, Anke Feldhusen, is saying that any direct aggression against Ukraine would lead to huge losses for Russia. So they're rattling the sabers really good and hard. Meanwhile, NATO is having a meeting near the Russian border to discuss potential responses to Moscow's military maneuvers. And you need to remember that the maneuvers they're talking about are taking place on Russian soil. There's this very arrogant demand that Russia explain to the West what Russian troops are doing on Russian soil. Now, you don't see the United States explaining to anybody else what American troops are doing on American soil, or for that matter, what American troops are doing on European soil. So it's a little bit of a double standard there. Tucker Carlson has really come on out, nailing it on the head, asking, are you ready for a nuclear holocaust with Russia over Ukraine? And I would like to add my voice to the no column on that one here. Meanwhile,
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said earlier today that it would be very appropriate to impose new sanctions on Russia over their troop buildup near Ukraine. Again, this is on Russian soil. And the U.S. Treasury usually places sanctions on individuals, companies, and countries when it tends to bring financial pressure to achieve certain ends. In other words, they have weaponized the global economy. Meanwhile, Russia and China are moving ever closer together, and they're getting ready to team up against what they see as illegitimate U.S. sanctions. Now, speaking at a video conference with his Chinese counterpart, Li Keqiang Mishustin, that would be Mikhail Mishustin, the Russian prime minister, called for Moscow and Beijing to join forces on the principles of equality, mutual trust, and respect. Now, Russia has developed, they claim, an artificial intelligence system that they say will be able to predict riots and protests before they happen. And this comes after Putin said that the nation that leads in artificial intelligence will be the ruler of the world. And maybe, maybe not. Claire and I last night, just quite by accident, going around the, well, I can't call it a dial anymore. TVs don't have dials. I'm giving my age away here. But we were pushing the button on the cable box, and we stumbled across a documentary called Zero Day about the Stuxnet virus. And one of the things this documentary basically commented on is that cyber warfare weapons are already in use and have been in for quite a while. And the only reason people found out about Stuxnet is that one of the partners developing it decided to make it more aggressive. And that's why it broke out of its intended target, which was the Iranian centrifuges at Natanz, and raced around the world, causing a huge amount of damage. And Stuxnet was known to be in computers surrounding the Fukushima nuclear power plant when that tsunami and quake hit. Now, whether Stuxnet was actually inside Fukushima will never be known, because all of those memory systems have been destroyed by the intense radiation. But it is known that many of the computerized safety mechanisms at Fukushima did not operate correctly when the disaster struck. Just something to keep in mind here. All right. Lukashenko is saying he's going to ask Putin to arm Belarus with nuclear weapons if NATO sends similar weapons to Poland. And Putin is warning the alliance not to cross the red lines on the Ukraine military buildup. We can all see where this is going. Meanwhile, Ukraine, their top diplomat in Berlin, Andrei Melnyk, has demanded that Germany pay for damage to Ukraine that happened during World War II under the Nazis. Well, you know, Andre, I would like to remind you, maybe you didn't learn this in school because they were teaching you correct pronouns and whatever, that government of the Nazis that invaded you and caused all that damage does not exist anymore. They lost the war, remember? They're not around. And, you know, the modern population of Germany is not responsible for what they did, just like the modern white population is not responsible for slavery, I would like to point out here. The British head of intelligence is out there, again, more saber-rattling, saying that Iran stands with China and Russia at the top of the threat list. We've got all these enemies out there, so give us more money, give us your children, and you can sleep safely at night. I really don't think so. The more they talk like this, the less sleep I'm getting. Over in Israel, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett is basically concerned that Iran could actually get relief from sanctions without a nuclear rollback on their weapons program, which nobody seems to be able to find any evidence actually exists in the first place. And Iran has been saying, if you want these talks in Vienna to work on out, the first thing you do is drop the sanctions. Well, Bennett, I think, is just trying to cause trouble because
if the sanctions are removed and Iran does not roll back their nuclear program, the sanctions go right back on. That's the way it kind of worked. Bennett also went on to say that world leaders should not give in to Iran's nuclear blackmail. Well, it's kind of hard to blackmail somebody when you don't have anything to blackmail with. And, Israel is now out there saying that Iran has reached 90% enrichment of uranium, and they're just days away from having a nuclear weapon. But then Israel has been screaming that Iran is on the verge of a nuclear weapon for the last 30 years. Meanwhile, despite closing their borders for the Omicron variant of COVID, Israel says they're refusing to cancel the Miss Universe pageant. It's a huge public relations propaganda coup for them. And it may backfire because already six contestants have dropped out of the Miss Universe pageant in protest over Israel's apartheid policies. Miss Greece, Miss Morocco, Miss Barbados, Miss Laos, Miss Malaysia, Miss Indonesia, and there may even be more. So, Israel may hold a pageant, and nobody may show up here. D.C., is calling on Ethiopia to hold urgent negotiations over the Ethiopia conflict. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price said Secretary Anthony Blinken expressed grave concern about the indications of a worrying military escalation in Ethiopia and stressed the urgent need for negotiations. So, still messing around. And maybe in response to that, Joe Biden is sending 1,000 Virginia and Kentucky National Guard troops to the Horn of Africa. This was announced on Saturday. They're going to go to Fort Bliss, Texas for 1 month of pre-deployment training, and then they'll be deployed to unspecified countries in Africa starting next year. So there we are. Now, a lot of people have been talking about Russia's hypersonic Zircon missile, which is blazingly fast. And the concern is now spreading to China's new hypersonic weapon that they just tested and demonstrated. It deployed multiple warheads while at supersonic speeds. It's all maneuverable. And that means that you don't know where it's coming from. With a ballistic missile, when China or Russia launch a ballistic missile, it's picked up on the boost phase detectors on satellites, and then you track it through the coast phase. You know what its path is and where it's going to go. But with a maneuverable hypersonic weapon, you have no idea what direction it's coming from. Are we really sure that we want to go to war with Russia and China, because they are so far ahead of us on these technologies, because their schools are cranking out scientists and engineers and mathematicians, and our schools are teaching kids about drag queen story hour here. Now, Biden has been threatening a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics in Beijing, and China says that's ridiculous. You can't have a diplomatic boycott because no U.S. diplomats have been invited. So that shot Joe Biden down rather rapidly here. Speaking of shooting down, Republicans and Democrats have now carved out a deal to keep the government funded through mid-January. It was due to shut down this coming Friday, despite the lifting of the debt ceiling and raising taxes. The government is broke. They've just spent too much money on weapons and wokeness, and they're in bad shape over there. Meanwhile, talking about the economy here, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says that Omicron will pose a threat to the U.S. economy. It's going to complicate dealing with inflation, and that we could see price increases well into next year. Powell went on to say that it's time to retire the word transitory for inflation. Actually, it was never appropriate in the first place. Meanwhile, Senator Joe Manchin is threatening to slow the Democrats' bid to pass Biden's $1.75 trillion bill before Christmas over concerns about the impact of more spending and inflation. Those are valid concerns. The government can't just go on, having the Federal Reserve create money out of thin air, borrow it at interest, and then stick the American people with the bill. It can't last forever. Okay. Meanwhile, polls are showing the majority, overwhelming majority of U.S. voters are opposing this Build Back Better bill. I have an idea. Forget about Build Back Better. Just give us back what we had before the Biden administration and then leave us alone. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof. Pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economy, and it's now come on out that the World Economic Forum's predictions for the year 2030 include no private property ownership and a diminished United States of America. as they push toward the one world government. Meanwhile, a bad day on the stock market, and it was led basically by the pharmaceutical stocks. The Moderna CEO warns that it will in fact take many months to develop an Omicron vaccine. Earlier they had said, oh, we'll have it within 100 days, and now they've backed off and said, well, it's going to be a little bit longer than that. Meanwhile, Republicans and Democrats across America, it's a bipartisan movement, they want taxes on food to be cut to try and combat inflation. And that would be a good thing. Meanwhile, Biden is growing increasingly desperate to try and get gasoline prices under control, because Americans tend to vote with their wallets, and they're already looking at potential losses in next year's midterms here. So Biden is already talking about releasing more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves, even though the first time he did it really did not have an effect on gasoline prices. Meanwhile, according to oilprice.com, they're saying that $70 oil will not keep OPEC happy. And that's probably true. OPEC realizes that, you know, they've got the United States economy, you know, cornered, and they can just plunder and pillage here. Meanwhile, concerns are being raised regarding Europe, because we are going into the winter months. It's looking like it's going to be a hard winter, and power prices are already spiking again. They're dealing with a natural gas shortage, which is only going to get worse the longer that the Nord Stream 2 pipeline is being blocked. And they're saying, what happens if Europe runs out of gas? Well, people are going to freeze to death. Businesses are going to close. It's going to be a major, major problem. All righty. And Russia has sent a warning to the United States government saying, do not interfere with the Nord Stream 2. Meanwhile, people are asking why the corporate media are avoiding the question of how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden helped facilitate China's takeover of the battery market for electric vehicles. And that is an important question here, especially as they're trying to push us into electric vehicles. In fact, somebody came on out and said that people who live in rural areas, which Claire and I do, should be looking at electric vehicles because they use more gas than anybody else. Well, we have to drive longer distances, but again, the electricity going into those electric vehicles is for the most part generated by oil and coal-fired electric power plants. Okay, we're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.